This morning we celebrate St. Luke's Day. And when we look at the three passages, one very common theme that comes through all the three passages is of course very much relating to St. Luke the Evangelist. First, of course, the Old Testament talks about those who have nice feet, not good-looking feet, but those who take the gospel to people. They are very much blessed. And then, of course, in the Timothy one, Paul talks about how he proclaimed the good news, and there are were people who were against and preached a different kind of message. And, of course, in the gospel, we read about how Jesus sent out the 72. And now, the 72 include you, and you, and I, myself as well. We are as much as the people that Jesus called to be sent to preach the good news to others. But before we can do that, we need to be at Jesus' feet. Because unless we spend time with Jesus, unless we are well taught by the Master, unless we know what we are talking about, we won't be so effective in going out and share the gospel. And so it is important to be at Jesus' feet. And that's what I'd like to share this morning. So let us pray. Father, we thank you that you send out your disciples to reach into the hearts of women, men, and children to bring them to your gospel. Lord, as we look into sitting at your feet this morning, we ask that you reveal your message to us. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At Jesus' feet. My feet, these one here, has carried me to many places, work and leisure. They have both been hot and cold, wet and dry, sometimes stepped on, turned, twisted, or even worn out. We may take our feet for granted and not give them a second thought until it starts hurting. How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news. That's what that passage we read earlier. Who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Beautiful feet for particular purpose. That is today's key verse. It's not saying that how beautiful the messengers are, or how beautiful is the message. But in quoting from Isaiah, it said, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news. Luke, the evangelist, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and also the Book of Acts. And we know that he has been the constant companion of Paul. They went to many places together. And so their feet walked together. Luke has much to share through the gospel and telling about the book of Acts. Jesus' feet took him also to many places, to the river first to be baptized, and to the wilderness to be tempted, and to the wedding that he turned water into wine, and to the seashore and marketplaces to gather his disciples, say, you and you follow me. And to the temple and the cleansing of the temple, and to the mountainside, to the people's homes, and on dusty roads and villages to preach the word of God, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and then those tired feet of Jesus took him all the way to the cross to Golgotha. And after the resurrection, it's described to us in the book of Matthew, suddenly Jesus met the disciples. He said to them, "Greeting." Then he came to him, and they came to him, clasped at his feet. That's what was described to us in Matthew. They didn't give him a big hug. They didn't hold on to his hands. But the disciple grabbed hold of Jesus' feet. It wasn't his healing hand they touched or his teaching lips. Instead, it was those feet that had carried Jesus to them from Galilee to Jerusalem and all the way to Calvary. Remember the love story of Ruth in the book of Ruth? She also sat at the feet of Boaz. So feet is of some significance, not only to those who live in the old days, but also for very much for us today. To sit at someone's feet was a technical expression used in ancient times to indicate the intimate relationship. Intimate relationship. Let me continue to share a few thoughts about what it means to be sitting at Jesus' feet. I believe it is a place of healing. A place of healing. In Matthew chapter 15, it says, "Great crowds came to Jesus, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. Lay them at whose feet? Jesus' feet. And he healed them." Jesus healed those who were laid before him. People's lives were restored. Through healing, God is praised and glorified. At Jesus' feet, we found healing. It is also a place of prayer and request. In Mark chapter 5, it says, "Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet." That's what Jairus did. He fell at Jesus' feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with Jairus. Jairus pleaded earnestly in prayer at Jesus' feet. Surrender in humility, even though he held high position. But it is through that earnest pleading in prayer and request, the daughter was healed. At Jesus' feet, it is also a place of learning. A place of learning. In Luke chapter 10, it says, "As Jesus and his disciples were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said." Mary sat at Jesus' feet, learning intently, concentrating on every word that Jesus was teaching. It is at Jesus' feet. Mary sat at the Lord's feet. She learned. And we can do that same thing. That we can have that posture of learning at Jesus' feet. At Jesus' feet, it is also a place of pardon and forgiveness. Pardon and forgiveness. In Luke chapter 7, it tells us, "As she," talking about a woman, "stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them." This woman received forgiveness. And she was grateful for that mercy. So at Jesus' feet, there is pardon and forgiveness. Also, at Jesus' feet, it is a place of thanksgiving. A place of thanksgiving. In Luke chapter 17, it mentioned the 10 lepers, the story of the 10 lepers. And one of them came back, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, where were the other who were cleansed? Where were the other 9? Has no one returned to give praises to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. At Jesus' feet, there is this posture of thankfulness, of thanksgiving. At Jesus' feet, it is also a place of rest. A place of rest. Again, in Luke 8, many things come out of Luke. Maybe that's why we're celebrating Luke today. Luke chapter 8, and the people went out to see what had happened. And they came to Jesus. They found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. Healing, restoration, and rest at Jesus' feet for this once demon-possessed man. It is also a place of comfort. This time from John chapter 11. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. We are familiar with that story. She was comforted in times of need at Jesus' feet. Last one. At Jesus' feet, it is a place of worship. A place of worship. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, John says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive and forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Brothers and sisters, we worship a living God. We worship a powerful God, and we worship a God at his feet. We have so many of these good things. So in summary, being at Jesus' feet represents an act of worship and giving Jesus the same honor reserved for God. It is our open acknowledgement that we recognize who Jesus is and that there is something special about him. We need to make our place at Jesus' feet. That's where we find renewed strength for our life, for everything that we need, no matter what situation arise out of our life. Can we say that to Jesus? Say, I want to sit at your feet. I want to sit at Jesus' feet every day, throughout the day, and every other day, to listen, to be healed, to be taught, to be comforted, to be given mercy, to worship. Can we say, I want to think and speak and act as one who has spent time with Jesus. learn from Jesus and is seeking to follow after Jesus. Start at his feet and the rest will follow. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that Jesus has done so much for the people then and so much for us today. Lord, we want to sit at Jesus' feet to really enjoy an intimate relationship with him so that we can be a much ready and better person. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.